Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call, and we are so thankful and grateful that you have joined us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are here together to uplift the holy and blessed name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you, we glorify you, and we thank you. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, your excellent greatness. We thank you for your mighty acts. We thank you for your children of God, your people who have been called by your name, who have gathered together here this day to honor, to serve you, and to glorify you. We thank you, Father God, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for blessing them in all their ways and keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We thank you, Father, for your healing power that's saturating all of our bodies, all of our minds, in the way that you've called it to be fit. And we thank you, Father, that the blood of Jesus still works. We thank you, Father, for our speaker that's coming forth, downloading a word to us, Lord God, that we will receive, we will be blessed by, and we know, Father God, that we'll live by, that we will walk in and truly be an example in the word and in the will that you called us to be in. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for Artist Life in its entirety. We thank you, Father, for keeping us in perfect peace as our minds stay on you. We thank you, Father God, that we will go forth this day blessed, delivered, saved, sanctified, filled with your spirit, glorifying you in all our ways. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for all that you're doing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Prayer General. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you so much, and thank you for just being a wonderful sister in Christ and for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Kaylin, for the wonderful praise and worship. We were just singing and praising the Lord with you. Good morning, TMC family. It is such a joy to greet you. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I am calling from Snellville, Georgia, and it's just a wonderful day here, even though it's kind of rainy. I would love to tell you about this call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and our pastor and doctor and Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we stand on the scripture coming from Psalm 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. This is where all of the messages have been archived on the site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our prayer general, Minister Brenda, did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing right now, or maybe you have a word from the Lord to share, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, well, you could submit all of that information to info at themasterscall.net. mindset.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we all came about through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago or 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call for artists held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where the team of great leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that phone number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, the phone number is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number to continue to receive the calls free of charge, you can call 716-293-9707. And today is Awareness Wednesday with Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan on that call. And our speaker for the day is the Honorable Cynthia Cox. Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, she was elected as the female district leader and has held her position for over 7 years. Minister Cynthia serves as the DC 37 Union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NACCP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th district on issues of social service and economic needs with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD's Citizens Police. Honorable Cynthia is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. Honorable Cynthia Cox, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am, please take it away.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. I certainly appreciate you and that outstanding introduction. Sometimes I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about. I guess God has so put all these things in my life, and I'm so thankful this morning. So thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell, for greeting and seating us this morning in that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Kayla. I will be with you this morning. Thank you for ushering us in. And I can't say enough about the two amazing co-founders. Lord God, I'm so glad I was in touch with those ladies. They have been my light. They have brought me to where I'm at today, and I can't say thank you. And every morning, I just cannot miss the Master's Call. I tell you, just like taking your movie, you can't miss it. I just can't miss the call. So it takes me to a whole new level in life. And when you go out here in this community, you really, really need God on your side when you step outside here. I tell you, it's showtime. You have to stay ready. God is always on time. I said, you know, I'm just grateful this morning. I'm just so grateful I could just shout over this place here because God has been good to me. I get to thank him every day that I wake up and I can see, I can move, I can do everything without anything, just getting up and just giving God the praise. The Lord, you know, I won't be before you in a few minutes, but I want to say just go out today and call somebody today, hug somebody, share this call, like you said. I'm always sharing a call. I think it's so important because you never know who life you touch. So let me just say, I want to come before you for a few minutes. Let me just first let me go to the Lord in prayer and just pray this morning that he get me through this. Let me say, because this morning, you know, just like Dr. Wilson Nestle says, sometimes you, I write something last week and things change in my life within a matter of days, a matter of minutes, and things you said you was going to do, you have to, you know, now focus on what's going on at this time. Let me pray. Help me, Lord, to experience the presence of you leading me to the Holy Spirit today so that I may walk with you, live in the way that is pleasing to you. Father God, give me joy this morning. Lord, pray that I say something that can touch somebody this morning that they may go out and share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. I'm coming to you this morning. And it's something that happened to me. So I just said, you know what? Let me, joy is a choice you make. Amen? Joy is a choice you make. You know, I'm always saying I'm happy. I love the word happy. But when I started to do my little investigating and to be into that, it gave me another thinking, think thoughts here, a choice. Let me read you some Psalms 6:6-3 says, start with joy to God with all the earth. Say that glory is his name. Make a praise of glory, say to him, and how awesome are you thee. So greatness is your power that your enemies clean before you. Amen? Amen. So I just was reading that, and I started to read out of John Maxwell. Everybody has a different version, but it still comes to joy as a choice you make. Well, let me just say I chose joy because of where I'm at this time in my life. I'm on my second journey. God gave me another avenue to go down. I'm in the politics, God don't mix, but I choose to put them both together because if you don't have no joy and if you don't have no help and spirit, you have nothing. So I think they work together for our concern. But let me just move forward. Positive thinking, people, choose an attitude of joy. Amen? They're eager to make the most of each day. What is turning out as they plan to not. They aren't afraid to smile. Amen to that. Delight in others to take days off. They enjoy relationship. This is a relationship. We have a relationship on this call. We come each morning to get a word, to be filled, to go out and share. I think my sister-in-law, Jeanette, for getting on the call, I introduced her, and she's been faithful. I said a lot, not only her, I did a lot, but, you know, everybody's not on the same page, so I thank her for plugging in like she does. The opportunity of joy is a dreadful, seeing life as an endless series of meaningless tasks. The decision to choose joy is too critical because joy is a rejuvenating, it's a renewing your spirit, refreshing you, enable you to keep going. Amen. Keep going. As I say, as I move forward in a political role, I had joy this past Friday. I was able to deliver 1,200 signatures. I had to do it alone. I had the Jackson Club and others to connect. But sometimes you don't understand how you may be with a lot of individuals, but everybody is not joyful. Everybody's not happy for you. And I didn't understand it. I thought they was with me and we smiling and laughing. But when it came down to doing what the system has shared with me to carry out, then I found out they didn't have joy. Their joy wasn't there. They didn't do as I shared with them. You must, it's our duty, it's our community we in the community that we need help, as they shared. I was speaking on Saturday, and this other sister, she said that, oh, this is the poorest congressional district in the country. I said, back it up. I'm not going there. I'm not going to use those words, because that's not giving us a positive outlook on life. So I said, you know what? I'm going to stay, continue to have joy, because I went to work. I didn't stay home. I went to work. So you can't, I don't know how to say it, but I'm joy. I have joy in my life. I'm not going to allow people to take that away from me and take it away from our community. I want our community. We got young people here. I met a lady yesterday with two little kids, and she was so, you know, sometimes people don't live in the area. They are smiling more than me, smiling. And I talked to her because I saw the kids, and I want to, you know, she says, I just moved over here. I said, okay. All right. So anyway, I did exchange numbers. So I'm going to call because I want to raise the kids up so that we are not on the, every time I look at the TV, 13-year-olds are shooting one another. Hallelujah. Do they have joy? No, they don't have joy because the family right now has lost their joy because everybody's scrambling and don't understand. But I said, I'd still say you have to have joy more than being happy. That's why I always say happy. Now that I started to just do my little research, joy is more than being happy. Many people confuse joy with their little sister, happiness. The two has a lot in common. But joy goes much deeper than happiness. Lasting longer than we merely superficial and the circumstance of our thrill. Best of all, joy available to you anytime. Amen. That's why I got the chance. Joy is available to me anytime. I can be happy, but I can be unhappy. Like last week, I had something, I was happy, but as I started to look at joy, do research on joy, I said, oh, I have to change this. I happiness to depend on our circumstances. Think about it, on your circumstances. When we sum up it and shine, we feel good. When the sun is up, we are just feeling good and we're smiling. When things go out of our way, we are lighthearted. When we get a raise, falling in love, or win the championship game, we are happy. Right? So, but I know both of those who feel are fleeting, but they simply don't last beyond the good times. Amen. It don't last. Hallelujah. Don't last. It doesn't last. So that's why I said I have to keep moving. I heard of one football coach put it this way. A win is won on Sunday, but loses that last week. You can be on top of the world one moment, but when the party's over, happiness calls a cab and head home. Worse, the feeling from the negative even seems to hear the hang over your head, and you're just not happy anymore. All this add up to a simple conclusion. Happiness is a feeling you get. When things are going your way, joy is a deeper sense of well-being based on your positive outlook. Happiness fades away. Minutes. Joy lasts a lifetime. Oh, my God. Amen to that. Happiness depends on your circumstance. Joy depends on your attitude. My attitude. Joy this morning. Joy to bring the word to you. I feel joy this morning. Yes. Joy is it. Joy is definitely a choice. You really can't. Let me say, other people control your happiness because they have the power to improve or degrade your finances, employment, relationship. As long as your sense of well-being depending on your circumstances, your happiness is in the hands of others. Amen? It's just like a job. It's in the hands of others. Because as I share with you, I went to work and I did what I had to do, but that's where the gentleman was telling me as I run for the seat in you know, New York State Assembly, he laughed. He said, you know, Miss Scott, let me just share with you. He said, you're always happy. And, yeah, that's for the moment. But he says, you got to remember that if you win, you're good. If you don't win, you're good. So, you know, I didn't take it. I didn't understand what he was saying at that time. But then I went to God and asked him, what do you mean by it? But as I thought about it, if I win, I'm good. If I don't win, I'm good. But the happiness moment, I would be happy. But the joy is the hope and fear with positive response to the world. And regardless of the circumstances, as he said, if you thought of joy or facing happiness, feeling despair, what happiness around you? You are mistaken if it's for happiness. But are good. But joy is better. It's long-lasting byproduct of a positive outlook on life. And, you know, I just said, yes, happiness is joy, is a choice. It really has nothing to do with your circumstance. Everything you do with our perspectives are priority. If we choose to be miserable, we will be. If so willingly, those around you. The same could be in a soulful and we. Is choosing to be joyful. There's a choice. This joy is a choice. Reading from Isaiah 29:19 said, the humble will be filled with fresh joy from the Lord. The poor will rejoice in the Holy of Israel. So we want to be joyful. I choose to be joyful. I want to say happiness. I now change it to joy. Psalms 143:8 says, let the morning bring words of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go for you, if it's for you, too I will lift you up in soul. Amen. So, you know, we have to be joyful. And I was reading something and I was saying, Lord, how do I keep moving through all the things that's coming at me? Yes, let me just say, yesterday I did a good deed. Someone got burnt out here in our district, and I had some things that I needed to, you know, give to the person that was always trying to not bring me no joy. So I delivered yesterday. So they sent me a thank you out, you know, the district leader. I think I sent it to Dr. Vanessa, and I would say, wow, look how I found joy in just doing what I was doing. I didn't feel like it was like they put a word out that she got burnt out. So I say up in myself, I said, you know what, Lord, I got things in my house. Let me just go and share what I have. So let me just leave you with this. Find joy in me. I am your strength. It is vital to keep your joy alive, especially when you are in the stones of advertisement. Whenever you're struggling with difficulties, you need to guard your thoughts and spoken words carefully. If you focus on too much of all the things that are wrong, you will become increasingly discouraged. Amen? And your spirit will be zapped. As soon as you realize that happiness stops the hurtful process immediately, turn to me. Turn to your God. Ask God to help you with your struggles. Take time to praise God. Speak or sing, like Minister Kane did, words of worship. Reading the scripture that helps you rejoice in God. Remember that your problems are temporary, amen, but I am eternal. So your relationship with God and you find joy in God, delight, my unfailing love for you, your strength will increase. This is the joy of the Lord with all of your time through eternity. So I said, everyone, go out and be joyful. Go out and share the good news with somebody. Back to you, Minister Beckett.
Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for blessing us with that wonderful and encouraging word. Joy is a choice that I make, and I will be choosing joy today. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction. After a few announcements, TMC family, let us pray over our prayer request. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. We praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you for all the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with the speaker, Minister Cynthia, this morning, Lord. Thank you for blessing her and refreshing her and just going into overflow, Lord, with your wonderful goodness, Lord, in her life, Lord, and the life of her family members and her community, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for her joy, Lord, and her joy in you, Lord Jesus, that is just exuding from her. Lord, thank you for our Dr. PK Roberts Patton and our doctor and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. Thank you for just blessing them and just loving on them, Lord, and just refreshing them, Lord, like only you can. Thank you, Father, for our artist life family. And thank you for giving them wisdom and revelation. Lord, we just lift up our family members who are going through any kind of sickness or some kind of trial. Lord, we trust you with them. Lord, we trust that you are gonna get your glory in their lives, Lord. Any way, Lord, that they need it to come, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Dave. Lord, whatever is lost is found in you. We lift up Dwight Favors and his wife and his family, Lord. We say that he is healed and that pancreatitis has a name that must bow down to the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for my niece Rainey, Lord, and her growing and healthy baby, Lord, that they are whole and complete in you. Lord, get your glory, King Jesus, in their lives, Lord. And we also lift up our bereaved family members, Lord. Thank you for comforting them, Lord, for reminding them, Lord, that even though their loved one is absent from the body, they are present with you, Lord, and that is something that they can hold on to, Lord. And we thank you for our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for doing something super special and supernatural for them. And thank you for the joy, Lord, that is in you, Lord, and that we experience, Lord. And we love you, and we agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray, amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. New Morning Motivational Call is next with heart disease is a topic with the Power Couple of Health, Diamond President Reggie, and Certified Health Coach Victoria Flanagan. And that phone number is 712-770-4005. PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Cynthia, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Becca, Minister Brenda, and Minister Kayla. We thank you so much. God began doing good and work in you. And I am sure he will continue until he finishes when Jesus Christ comes again. With joy, have joy today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you all.